You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We're back at the 2015 CCIM Commercial Real Estate Outlook Conference. It's also episode 300 for Freed on Business. We're here with my old friend, John Crossman. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. Now, John, you're an expert because you're from out of town and you brought a briefcase. Now, tell us a little bit about the retail market. I guess you're the expert on retail. Tell us a little bit about what you're seeing in the retail market.
Sure. We're going to talk about the retail market today here in Miami-Dade. And here's something interesting you may not know. There are 75 Publix anchored centers in Dade County.
Wow.
We control 26 of those.
Wow.
And so a lot of times people don't know that we have that kind of an insight.
That's amazing. That's a lot of gravitas here.
Yeah. So, but the big thing I'm going to talk about is kind of a lot about retail basics, which is that retail follows. And so the big thing you got to look at is, like, we have explosive job growth down here in Miami. And then follow that was residential growth and tourism growth. And with that, you got good old retail.
Well, you know, I've always said that Dade County was somewhat under-retailed. It looks like that's being addressed right now. I've got to say, is if I was going to be one thing in the real estate market as far as leasing goes, I'd want to be in the retail leasing market, especially as it pertains to ground floor retail in some of these buildings. Now, you do the Publix anchored centers. I've seen Publix out there buying more and more. I guess when Publix buys a deal, they bring you in to run the deal?
That's true. We do the leasing for them, and we do that work, but, you know, we also do high street retail. We do power centers. We do malls. We do the full thing. We're in seven states in the Southeast, over 20 million square feet. The unique thing about us is we're pure landlord representatives. We do things anything a landlord can do.
Wow. So what if somebody that owns a shopping center wanted to call you up and bring you on board as their representative into the market? How would they find you, get a hold of you?
Well, they could call me. they could go to our website at crossmanco.com, or they could call me at 407-581-6218. But Jim, before we get done here, I know you got...
Oh, no, we're not done by any stretch of the imagination. I just wanted to make sure we got that in there. Tell me some of the nuggets you're going to share with the guys and gals inside the CCIM conference.
Well, can I share a nugget?
Nugget, yes.
That I'm not going to share.
Ooh, even better.
Would you like that?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so this year, this January, this year, marks the 25th anniversary of Crossman & Company. Okay? Did you know that?
Didn't know it was the 25th year, but I did deal with your brother way back when. So
gotcha.
I knew it was for a long time.
Gotcha. Now, when you think of a 25th anniversary, do you know what anniversary that is?
Silver?
That's correct. And so one thing we did was we made, and I'm going to hand this to you.
Oh my God, look at that. It's like a coin.
Yeah, hang on one second before I give it to you. This is a silver coin, and you can see it's got the Crossman logo on the back, and it's got the 25th anniversary on it, and it's pure silver, okay? And so what we did was we gave a lot of thought and research about, you know, what has the last 25 years of Crossman & Company meant, what it's done. And so we decided to make a list of people that we felt like were the most influential, helpful, and supportive of our company, helping to make our company what it is. And so one of those people is you, Jim.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to cry. This is just awesome.
No, this is a real deal. So
no, it really... gosh, John, this is so wonderful.
Don't tell everybody, because I don't...
I'm not going to tell anybody except the radio audience.
Right. But that's for you. Don't sell it on eBay. That's real silver.
Oh, my God. I'm going to keep this. I'm going to put... my God, it's like... wow. I'm speechless. I'm on the radio and I'm speechless. This is a real... Thank you so much.
On behalf of Crossman & Company, my brother and I... Thank you. We would not be where we are now without the help of numerous people. And you're one of those guys. You have been
John,
there for us, and
you've
helped
you so
us
much.
So many times. And
listen, God bless, man. This is so beautiful. Oh, gosh, I'm getting mushy on the radio. Well, John, oh, boy.
Let me say one more thing about that.
Go ahead.
Because I want you to hear this.
Yeah, I can't talk right now anyway, so go ahead.
Well, what's funny is that, you know, when I got started in the business, you know, I was 21, 22, but I looked like I was 12. And of course,
you still do.
Yeah, thank you. And when my brother started the business, you know, we're a small company. And when you're a small company and people don't know you, a lot of people ignore you. They don't call you back, whatever. And you, Jim, when we were nobody and nobody knew us, you always called us back. You always helped us. You've always been there for us at every single moment. And we appreciate that. And the industry appreciates that, too.
Wow, John, listen, I really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
You know, you do set the bar as far as reaching out, outreach and marketing and service, providing service. You also have helped numerous young people as a mentor and advisor. John, being a part of this with you and your brother has just been just terrific. I want to thank you so much for that. golly gee, this is really special. It's because it's my 300th show, too.
I know.
It's like,
cool?
It's like really up, you know, something I'll treasure for the rest of my life here.
A joint anniversary present.
Oh, my God. That's beautiful.
All right. Let me tell you a couple of things real quick.
Yeah. Tell us a couple of tidbits that we're going to talk about inside.
Well, here's the big thing is that Crossman & Company, we've been known for our research. We took a year off from doing a retail report, and so we came back bigger and stronger. And I'm pleased to announce here on live on your radio show that if you go to our website, crossmanco.com, you will see a retail report on there. And it covers the six states of the Southeast, and anyone can download it. It's free. Anyone can have it. We had over 30 different people contribute to it from across the country. We have an interview with the CEO of Brixmore in there.
Wow.
So it's great data. And one of the things that we like is, you know, we got asked one time, and I think I told you the story, by a Fortune 500 company, if we consider ourselves to be leaders in the industry. And that's a hard, how do you answer that question? Well, we decided to answer that question by saying that leadership is a process of influence, and we are seeking to influence the industry. And one of the ways to do that is we have data that we provide for free. And that goes to everybody. And so some small companies don't have the manpower for research, and we do. So they can have our report for free, and it's there, and it's out there. So we could have all kinds of stuff, but I want you to know, anybody listening, they can go, they can download that report, have it, use it any way they want. And we're open. We're trying to help grow the entire industry, make it better for everybody.
John, you have made it better for so many people. You and your brother have been industry leaders forever. I first met you guys in the early 90s with the RTC meltdown, and we were buying some strip centers up in Orlando, your brother's office up there on 436. Listen, John Crossman, Crossman & Companies, celebrating their silver anniversary, the 25th anniversary for Crossman & Companies. We're here at the 2015 CCIM Commercial Real Estate Outlook Conference. It's the 300th show. John Crossman, you touched me, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe.
We'll look forward to seeing you at the UF conference coming up in a few weeks. And we'll be right back after this short break with more from the CCIM 2015 Commercial Real Estate Outlook Conference and the 300 show, Freedom Business. John, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, back after this.